Part 5. New Publicly Traded Securities. Syg Maricon Castellón reports about three companies that issued or will issue shares of new common stock upon emergence pursuant to the plans of reorganization they filed in their Chapter 11 cases in April 2012. These are Nebraska Book, TBS International, and General Maritime. Nebraska Book filed with the U.S. Bankruptcy Court a third amended joint plan of reorganization and related disclosure statement. The third amended plan provides that the reorganized debtors will fund distributions under the plan with cash on hand, including cash from operations, as well as proceeds from a new ABL facility and the new money first lien term loan, and through issuance of new common equity, the new take-back note, and the new warrants. The plan will serve as a motion by the debtors seeking entry of a bankruptcy court order, substantively consolidating all of the estates and its subsidiaries into a single consolidated estate for all purposes associated with confirmation and consummation. The third amended plan provides for better recoveries for several classes of claims. Holders of senior secured notes will recover 81% of their estimated $200 million claim. Holders of 8.625% notes claims will recover 3% of their estimated $79 million claim. And holders of general unsecured claims will recover 4% of their estimated $11 million to $14 million claims. The Honorable Peter J. Walsh of the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware has approved the adequacy of the disclosure statement, explaining the third amended Chapter 11 plan of reorganization filed by Nebraska Book and its debtor affiliates. Creditors have until May 21, 2012, to cast their votes on the debtor's plan. TBS International filed a notice with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission on April 12th that its Chapter 11 plan became effective and the company has emerged from Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Upon emergence, the reorganized company will have reduced its debt by over $100 million since September 30, 2011. Under the plan, the DIP financing claims and pre-petition secured debt will be restructured so as to provide new liquidity, extended maturity dates, and other terms that are expected to ensure the company's future viability. Pursuant to the plan, ownership of the company's operating subsidiaries will be transferred to a newly formed entity that will be owned principally by the company's lenders. The company's current equity holders will receive no distributions under the plan, and the company will cease to be a reporting public company. General Maritime Corporation further modified its Chapter 11 plan of reorganization. A hearing to consider confirmation of the modified plan will be held on May 3rd. Under the modified plan, holders of allowed unsecured claims will share in $6 million in cash, warrants exercisable for up to 3% of the equity in the reorganized company, and 2% of the equity in the reorganized company, increasing their estimated recovery from 0.75% to 1.88% under the original plan to roughly 5.41% under the revised plan. Through the revised plan, the debtor's financial debt will be reduced by roughly $600 million. The debtor's cash interest expense will be reduced by roughly $42 million annually, and the debtors will receive a new capital infusion of roughly $175 million from affiliates of Oaktree Capital Management LP. Oaktree will convert $175 million of secured debt into 98% of new equity. The rights offering contemplated in the prior version of the plan will no longer be implemented. That ends the Beard Group Corporate Restructuring Review for April 2012. Brought to you by the editors of the Troubled Company Reporter and Troubled Company Prospector. If you'd like to receive the Troubled Company Reporter for 30 days at no cost and with no strings attached, call Nina Novak at 240-629-3300 or visit bankrupt.com/free trial and we'll add you to the distribution list. That telephone number again is 240-629-3300 and that website address again is bankrupt.com/free trial. Tune into our next monthly restructuring review on May 16th. Thank you for listening.